Missouri's second injury fund is headed for insolvency, and Brad Jones, Missouri director of the National Federation of Independent Business, says the state would be in fine shape if the second injury fund were to go broke.
Well, the question is, do we really need to save the fund? The question is, do the small business people out there really care if we've got a second injury fund or not?
A percentage of what businesses pay for workers' compensation coverage must be paid to the second injury fund. And Jones says that while small businesses rarely use workers' compensation, let alone the second injury fund, most are still on the hook for 3%.
Every small business that has workers' comp insurance is paying the 3% into the to pay for the second injury fund. And so it covers them all, unless you are under 5 employees and are not required to have workers' comp and not paying workers' compensation insurance. You're paying that 3%.
The second injury fund was set up to encourage employers to hire workers with pre-existing disabilities or injuries. Steve Walsh, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.